This past summer, our family spent a lot of time watching a lot of nature shows at night. And there are always fascinating behaviors when it comes to animals protecting their young. One of my favorites was the elephant. A herd of elephants would be drinking at a watering hole, and then one of them would spot a lion. And they would begin to raise their trunks and signal to one another, and then they would form this circle. All the older ones, all the mothers and fathers would form a circle facing outward with all the baby elephants in the center. Just let those lions try to get at those vulnerable, weaker elephants. That lion would rue the day it attempted to take on a herd of mama elephants. Well, kind of in the same way, God encircles his people like the mountains encircle Jerusalem. As we've been studying these Psalms of Ascent, we've been saying that Jerusalem, also known as Mount Zion, was a city on a mountain. But in addition, Jerusalem was encircled by mountains and hills that were higher in elevation than Jerusalem. On the east were the Mountains of Olives. On the north were a group of hills that rose hundreds of feet above Jerusalem. Mount Zion proper rose to heights to the west, and then the south was secured by more rolling hills. This afforded the city of Jerusalem much protection. Enemies would have to traverse those hills and mountains to get into the city. They would be spotted miles and miles away. There was no back door. There were no weak spots, no vulnerabilities. To get through to Jerusalem, you would have to go through the mountains. So too does our Lord protect those who trust in him. He surrounds us. There's no gap in his hedge around us. No weak spot, no fault. The enemy cannot ambush God, sneak past his security system without his knowing or allowing it. Those who trust in the Lord are surrounded from this time forth and forevermore. As you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Marwari Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout India and Pakistan.